Yo, it's your man Syph of Writers Guild coming at you from the land of Oz, a.k.a. Tornado Alley of all places. Tuned in to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man King Killer, Kurt G, and Ezio Grigio.
You know what? The hell with you. You ask any of our friends, those niggas are always trying to scam white girls. They all want a piece of this. And if they have to rape you to get it, they will.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your boy, E. Green. What up, fellas?
Happy recording day.
What's good?
Hey, we up. We above ground.
Hey.
Old-ass dinosaur-ass niggas.
Believe me, brother.
That's Mel from from Scarface. He's like, hey, Tony, you should enjoy life. Every day above ground is a good day.
It's a blessing, my nigga. It is a blessing. Believe it, brother.
So, no doubt. No doubt. So, are we going to get right in or are we going to do some chit-chat?
Well, we was going to do some chit-chat. It should be natural, nigga. You just said, we going to do some chit-chat.
Like we planning this chit-chat shit. Chit-chat for 20 years.
All right. Well, I'm going right in then. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the obvious topic. Rest in everlasting paradise. Welcome to the King, Aretha Franklin, as she goes home to the Lord. That is, it's too big. As I look through my expansive Aretha Franklin record collection, it's just too big to cover fully in this show. But I will go through the highlights of her career. And trust me, there it was fucking like 5-7 paragraphs full of shit. But the things that stuck out to me was Aretha Franklin. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1979. Became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. Not to mention the 18 previous Grammys on top of that. Okay, Gospel Music Hall of Fame, 2012. Aretha Franklin was described as the voice of the civil rights movement and the voice of Black America. She sang at the memorial service of Martin Luther King. And obviously, you know she sang at the inauguration of one Barack Obama. Son. That's just something that we do on this show.
Yo.
Okay. I was hoping that I could stay out of the gutter.
Uh-oh.
In honoring Aretha Franklin.
The queen of soul.
My man. But I wanted to stay. I'm trying to stay out of the gutter. Okay.
Too late.
It's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Son, well, first of all, you know, let's talk about that. It was a very good convo on the text chain. Very good convo about African Americans who love to throw away their legacy. About a newfangled African American, new class of African American.
New breed of nigga.
Aretha, I don't know that. Real, the queen is beat. Talking that shit.
Nobody was talking that on the chain, though.
No.
But it was...
There was some cats on the chain who really is not familiar with Aretha's catalog like that. Not familiar with the originals, but you'd be damn sure it plenty of samples and on right. Both coasts. So she was sampled liberally, okay?
Right.
It's funny, as much as she was sampled, you never heard her suing. That just dawned on me. I don't know
there
about
could
her.
Be a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah, so. Right. I don't know if her publishing company was illing or whatever, but in any case, so how are we going to salute Aretha Franklin on this show?
With respect, the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, of course. But like you said, it's a lot of shit going on. A lot of Black folks that don't know their history. And we talk about that on this show about hip-hop. They don't know their history. And they think what's happening now is it. And in this case, they think that Beyonce is all that matters. And there's no queen before her. But there was queens before her.
or a Cardi B or anything like that,
right,
of that ilk, gets all this credit in the right now.
True.
Okay, so you know me, I'm gonna drill it down. I want to drill it all the way down. I want to drill it down in the fact that Aretha Franklin was Aretha Franklin. It was the voice.
The one and only.
Yes, wasn't the looks.
The one and only.
It wasn't the dance moves. It wasn't the social media presence. It was the voice. Okay? And I know, you know, I done got stung up out there a couple of times. Shit.
Not saying Beyonce can't sing. He's not saying that.
Oh, nah, he does say that. He don't think
she
can
sing. Oh,
you saying that? He don't think she can sing very well.
I don't mean to put you out there, but...
No, I believe that her voice is mediocre at best.
Okay.
Meaning that, see, if you strip everything else away from Aretha, that's the voice. That's the talent. That's where the rubber meets the road. If you take any of that other shit away from the current queen...
She's still singing.
AB, dancing. You know, I'm just saying, gee, you know, you seem to be at least co-counsel for the Carters over there. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think, I think she can sing regardless.
But I want to talk if you took away some of the other aspects,
I think.
Looks. Dancing.
I think all you heard was the voice.
The husband.
I think all you heard was the voice. She still can sing. If all you didn't know what Beyonce looked like, I think she could sing.
Bullshit.
I do.
Swerve, get in.
I think she could
sing. Because there are better singers right now.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying.
I think she can sing. I'm not saying that she's the best singer out there right now because Jill Scott can sing better than her.
Swerve, please get in.
Here comes Rob. His gold is shimmering. Look, man, as far as Beyonce, to me, I think she's very talented. She ain't William Hung out that piece. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Not even by the stretch.
No,
but,
sir.
I'm being Kurt G this week for this topic. I understand what you're saying because though she can sing, Kurt, there's a whole lot of shimmering and
that's what makes her the superstar. All that extra shit, you strip all that away, all she'd be is just another singer.
Right.
I get
why Killer is saying.
But I'm just saying, Aretha, I'm saying she can sing. He's saying she's mediocre at best. I'm saying no, she's not just mediocre.
Okay, so I think in certain songs, Beyonce has done an amazing job. And then I think the other songs, I'm like, oh, it's just some pop filler shit.
Oh, shit. So, more than enough of that shit.
Right. So he's making a point, whereas that pop shit, as you just said, more than enough of that, it plays into where Aretha, for years and years and years, is famous and has accolades for her voice.
Of course.
Not because of her other stuff.
And Aretha is one of the greatest voices that'll ever have touched this planet. Her voice is unmatched.
Well, I would put Whitney in there, but that's me.
I mean, I'd put Tamela Mann in there, if you're asking me.
Yeah, but see, now, but you're proving my point, okay? Somebody like Tamela Mann, and I'm going to sit here, and matter of fact, I mean, she can bring me to tears.
Tamela Mann is the greatest voice in gospel now.
Right. She can bring me to tears. Okay, but see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a certain aesthetic. Now, look, I'm not doing this to be, like I said, I'm trying to stay out of the gutter. But you're right, you know, and you're proving my point is that you strip everything else out. She's just another singer. And what makes her popular? And look, she's going to be popular. I mean, she has the entire package in order to exist today. She's got the right husband. She's got the right pedigree. You know what I mean? It's almost like a goddamn royal society up in here with that. You know? No question about it. You know? And her kids are going to be the same way. You know? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. A lot of times on the Hip Hop Digest, we are discussing talent over non-talent. And people always talking about the disconnect between generations.
And see, in this case, it's a disconnect between generations. I don't think it's talent against non-talent, because, like we said, and even Irv admitted, she's talented.
Yes.
So this is not a talent versus non-talent. It's more of a generational disconnect of, you don't know your history, so you think that Beyonce's better than her, because you don't even want to dig and see that she's been going since she was a kid.
Right.
One of the greatest voices in gospel and R&B.
Gospel Music Hall of Fame. So yes. So let me do what all the other people do. Let me clarify. Okay. No, Beyonce does have talent, and it is very talented. It is a remarkable woman. So I'm not. Let me clarify that, yo.
It's too late, B. You're getting the vaccine right now, B.
Damn, B. I'm just saying, y'all. Let me clarify that. I don't mean to, you know. And that's why I wanted to stay out of the gutter. But a lot of that was online, though, B. I mean. Cats is coming in online just like...
But that's the reason why this whole conversation is going, because this is the reason why we're in the gutter, because niggas want to just comment on shit that they know nothing about. In this generation of right now, of niggas living in just a Snapchat, or I don't even know how you would explain it, is a quick video, just blurb, just a nigga just sitting here and you go, bam. You take a little quick piece of a conversation and that becomes everything. A nigga says, damn, they judge you off of a little piece of a conversation, and you're like, what was the whole conversation? Not just that little piece that you took and ran with.
But that's the difference though, Kurt, is with them 140 characters or whatever it is at this point, you are the one putting out whatever you're putting out. So it ain't like the media takes, or King Killer just took a sentence out of a block, you know what I'm saying? You have to be responsible for what you put out to your 17 followers or your 17 million followers.
Correct, you do. You do have to do that. And that's on the person, individual person, as to what they're doing and what they're saying.
Right. So, in any case, so certainly, you know, we are celebrating the life and legacy of Aretha Franklin. This comes a courtesy of Hip Hop DX. I'm not doing the whole list. I just pulled out three that's personal for me, where they talked about the 15 best rap songs that sampled Aretha Franklin. We're not doing all 15. These are just out of that 15. These are the joints that I thought was pertinent to me. First was EPMD, I'm Housing Things, which samples Aretha Franklin's Rock Steady. So, that's for obvious reasons, you know. Rock Steady is one of the foundations of hip-hop breakbeats as it is. Okay. So, you know, shout. The next one on that is Mos Def, Mrs. Fat Booty, which samples her 1965 song One Step Ahead. Yo, and you hear Aretha's voice prominently. Right, that's the loop. That's the song. You know, so
that track is amazing.
The track is dope, right? The track is dope, right? No doubt. And two on third for my list, the last one was Third Base, The Gas Face, which 1968 Aretha Franklin's Think. You don't really hear Aretha in there, but you do hear that. You hear the piano loop. It's crazy. So, I mean, but there are plenty of other records up there from, like I said, artists from both coasts who did a plethora of samples, and you're going to hear, now that she has passed, an avalanche.
Already.
Just like they did with Prince or anybody else like that, you're going to hear an avalanche of Aretha Franklin joints. And one more thing.
And hopefully these youngins will now get to know the voice and get to know that she can sing.
Well, in any case. But anyway, to round out the Aretha talk, I pulled out of my expansive Aretha Franklin vinyl collection. See, one of the things, as I was last Friday, I tell a quick story down Joe's Record Paradise. Of course, she had just passed earlier that day. They got Aretha on the box, right? In the record store. So, of course, they didn't yank all the Aretha joints, you know, and then put it in a section with a big ass sign, Aretha here. And, you know, I just did a quick look. Now, look, Aretha Franklin done put out many an album, and a lot of them Aretha albums work only a dollar previous. Mm-hmm. Boy, the exploitation is crazy. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey.
So I was like, yo, that's foul.
They said dead rappers get better promotion.
Man, that is foul. But
matter.
But that's not the first time. They did it with Michael Jackson. They did it with Prince. You know what I'm saying? They did it with James Brown. I mean, you know, when somebody of that nature passes, all the records get yanked. Hell, they even did it with Walter Becker and fucking Steely Dan and shit. I seen fucking Steely Dan records and shit. Inflated prices, ridiculous.
Thing is, you already have that stuff.
I already do. Yeah, I already had it. So anyway, I have a recommendation. Personally, Aretha has put out a lot of music, and some records some people won't be into, others they will. But I particularly, one of my favorite Aretha Franklin albums is the 1982 Aretha Franklin Jump to It album.
Oh my goodness, man. That's that Luther Vandross.
Oh, my man.
Luther Vandross on the production and writing.
Yes. Luther Vandross produced the entire record, I think, except for one record, yo. 1982 Jump to It. Obviously, it has a single Jump to It. Then the other joints on there, Love Me Right. And just like two or three. I mean, the whole tone of the album is a early 80s.
Damn.
You know, when you hear Mark Ronson and them niggas biting. See, man, you might want to listen to Aretha Franklin Jump to It.
Man, that record, boy.
That's a good yes.
That's when he was a shorty. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That joint put a little bounce in your step.
Yeah, I mean, it is really good. Yeah. It's really a great record. And I'm just saying, if you're struggling and you want to get past the respect and all the things that everybody else is going to pay. Because, again, I didn't hear Jump to It. And I didn't hear Love Me Right, but from the 1982 Jump to It album produced by Luther Vandross is King Killer's recommendation. If you're not into Aretha, you might want to check it out.
There you go. It might sound like your mama's record, but that's a dope-ass record.
That shit was hot.
Actually, that record comes from my Aunt Claudia.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
No doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next stop on Hip Hop Digest is Roger Daltrey says hip hop hasn't evolved. Now, people are like, who the fuck is Roger Daltrey? Roger Daltrey is from the world famous rock group The Who.
Here you go.
And he said to him, rap is nothing. It's the same thing as it was when he first heard it. He thinks Rapper's Delight is essentially the same thing as Kendrick Lamar. Roger Daltrey said he don't hear a goddamn difference.
I thought he was going to go another way with it. Damn.
How has it evolved? You know, what's this? It's the same shit.
Tell him how you really feel,
hey,
Roger.
Yeah, hey, Roger Daltrey and
the Who's at his back. But
as soon as he said Kendrick.
Kendrick, look.
Either side, but yeah, that ain't the same, homeboy.
Well,
it is the same when you don't have the ears to recognize the difference. When all you hear is somebody rapping, then it sounds the same to you. If you don't hear the musical difference and you don't hear the flow difference and you're not into the intricacies of the flow and what's going on inside the song, then yeah, it all sounds like fucking jibber jabber to you.
That nigga Roger Daltrey pulled Kendrick Lamar on his ass. He'd have been better off saying somebody else.
Kendrick Lamar
don't sound nothing like hip-hop, hibbity-hibbity-hip-hop. He don't sound nothing like that.
No doubt. I think the point, I think what he was attacking, and this is what I want to get to, is the whole hip-hop has evolved. I read that so much, and it is a very popular disseminating line when you're reading through the Dick Ride blogs. You see it a lot. Hip-hop has evolved. Such and such has evolved. And I always wonder, evolved from what? Evolved from lack of sampling, or evolved from more complex words, or evolved from dictionary music down to Dick and Jane readers.
That would be devolving, right? You're going backwards.
They're using the word evolve, and I kind of want to drill in onto that, is that what am I missing as an evolve, other than at least thinking you're better than or bigger than the previous generation? Whereas it evolved, what am I missing?
Financially, it has evolved, but content-wise, it is not. It has done the absolute opposite. So they probably should use words like transform or some other shit. Because evolve means to get better, to be more, and such, but not these rhymes that we hear these days.
I believe that, I bet if you take the percentage, and there's a hell of a lot more rappers today than it was in, let's say, 97.
Hell yeah.
I think if you take the percentage, okay, I believe this whole thing about the money is overblown, because I guarantee you paid guys are at the absolute same percentage as it was in 97. 97, you did have paid guys, but I'm telling you, the amount of rappers there is today with the percentage of who is actually paid. I mean, obviously, we've seen people get caught out there, Bow Wow and others. Bow Wow's made some money in his career, but he's not hella paid. We've caught him fronting on several occasions. More guys like him exist than there is the super paid. So, yeah, I think the money thing is way overblown. I think if you look at the percentages, it's probably even worse than it was in 97.
Well, the money is not, it's overblown as far as, like you said, the percentages, you're right. It's probably about the same amount because there's like so many more today. It's probably the same percentage, but the money that they're making today compared to what they was making then is more.
No doubt. There's no question about that. No question, but I don't know. I think the percentage is the same. People who are actually out there making a career doing this, I still say are in the single digits.
But what is a career in hip-hop or rap anyway?
Right. What is a career? What would you consider a career? 5 years? And even if 5 years, I would say, how many albums did you put out in them 5 years?
Well, what I mean by career, I think people would define career as able to make money, feed your family. This is what you do for a living.
You don't do nothing else.
You don't do nothing else. Yeah, I'm not even talking about part-time niggas like us. Yo, I mean,
shit, I'm on call.
I mean, I'm only saying that to say is that niggas like us still get up and go to work. You know what I'm saying? But if CBS Radio call, and if the conditions is right,
and, if the money is right, and we ain't got to change ourselves too much, you want me to stop cussing? I might have to. It would hurt me to have to stop cussing, because I'd be like, damn, I'm gonna stop cussing. But that check is right.
The Hip Hop Digest brought to you by Big Bob Chevrolet. Don't forget, you get the best deals over at Big Bob Chevrolet.
Don't say nigga. Okay, nigga.
Well, that one's gonna be hard for me. They got to beat me out. Oh.
But anyway, so
the best pancakes brought to you by Patty's Pancakes.
Exactly. Yo, check it out. So what we just talked about seems to me, Mr. Daltrey is not far off, because we haven't found a point of evolve.
Correct. I was going to say, according to the way Irv was talking earlier, your statement earlier, how it has evolved into the bullshit they're doing today doesn't even match to what they used to do. Yeah, Mr. Daltrey is correct. And this shit has not evolved at all. But the names that he picked out is where he fucked up.
Yeah. It was right about then. He fucked up.
Damn. Alright, well, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is...
Uh-oh, boy, when you do that, I know something's coming.
Nah, I'm just saying, yo. I mean, I don't want you to call me King Killer Cleo. But something I said last week, and now this week, sales projections for Nicki Minaj Queen, according to Hit's Daily Double.
What's the Daily Double then?
Nicki Minaj is currently to expect to move between 135 and 150,000 sales plus streaming units in the first week of the release. That would give the Young Money rapper her lowest debut week sales of her decade-long career.
Ouch.
Wah, wah, wah.
Rick
wah,
City.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah. B.
Danny hit taps on her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm playing taps.
You get a 21-gun salute, and you're putting her in the ground. Yeah.
B. I'm just saying. Didn't I say that last week? I was like, if she come in with low sales, they're going to be shoveling the dirt.
B, they started shoveling dirt on her ass as soon as, like y'all said last week, Money Moves came out.
Exactly.
They started shoveling dirt in her direction. I dare you to cross that line.
So, you know, and it's really looking bad. So you got the low sales, according to what her team is expecting. You got the low sale. And then you got that horse shit of an interview that I could only stomach literally 3 minutes of between her and Funk Flex. That was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't even do it.
Oh my God, son, Nicki Minaj's attitude was like, bitch, if I didn't have to be up here, I wouldn't, because you're beneath me. And that was her attitude.
But I told you, that's what I said last
Funk
week, nigga.
Flex, you did.
I
Kurt
said that.
G. Cleo.
I said that. That's the reason why she fell off. Even when your attitude is too much, you think that you're everything. You think he's pompous.
Yeah.
Y'all got lethal weapon diplomatic immunity.
More likely she was off that let him eat cake and shit. You know what I mean?
She's being, right now she's being misled. And she better recognize it. She's being misled. They're making her think she's protected. And that don't worry about this. You're going to be okay. When in the meanwhile, behind your back, they already done made deals for the other side. They're not on your side, Nicki. And you need to recognize it. Whoever
you
keep
didn't fall on
hip-hop.
Hip-hop fell on you.
You better recognize, because it's almost too late.
Boy, so as the dirt gets shoveled, we're going to go into the next topic on the Hip-Hop Digest.
And let me see, real quick, let me shoot on this end.
My man.
The text chain is hot this morning, but I got a couple of things I got to bring up. So keep in mind, keep a little side note that I got to get a couple of text chain.
Of course. Live text chain. That's what's up. No doubt. As we get in, fold into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest, it's kind of like a twofer. Funk Flex says that Cardi B and her team have been paying DJs to play her stuff.
I guess Flex ain't getting checks now.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. I'm going to read the copy and then you can discover that. Man, Funk Flex, he's the worst. And I like Flex. And I know where Flex come from. I know his DJ family tree and it's from an honest place. But what he's doing now is just fucking... I feel like them young bulls now. Get him out of there. Get Flex out of there. But as the copy says, Flex, and he quotes, "I never took a penny from any rapper, so I ain't scared to speak on it." I wish I had a Funk Flex bomb to drop right now. Boom, I would do it.
I think there's probably a couple rappers out there that could probably throw you under the bus.
Flex goes on to say, "I have emails from labels over the years with names and figures that they offered me, but I never took it." The copy also goes on to say the 51-year-old New Yorker didn't provide any actual evidence for his allegations as of press time. And as of press time, I didn't see anything. Cardi B and her team seem to be ignoring Flex, but seem to be prudent considering.
Man, Flex Omarosa out this motherfucker?
Yeah, I mean, but unlike her, he ain't providing no goddamn evidence.
She hasn't yet either. She did, but he's wilding out. Yo, he better shut that up, because receipts are out there, B.
Hey, I tell you what, boy, if somebody slap a receipt on Flex ass,
he'd be like, "I'm tired of you running your mouth, nigga."
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, but see, the problem with Flex is that he doesn't provide, he short circuits the argument because he has no moral authority. He really short circuits the argument. It would be one thing, Andrew, let's be honest with you, let's talk about this payola shit, okay? The last time I heard about payola that had anything to do with Hot 97, your boy Ebro Darden want hamburgers on niggas, okay? Because he had been accused of that shit. And that is still a federal offense.
Oh, yeah. And he couldn't say anything other than he's never took a dime from any rappers. Because the ears are perking. They'll be like, "Huh? What did you say? Did you say you took money one time?"
I'm just saying, it's still a federal offense, so...
A horse of a different color is still a horse.
Damn, a horse is a horse, of course?
Of course, of course.
All right.
Poop is still brown, whether it's human or horse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. So right now, that's just telling us that Funk Flex right now has zero credibility, or he needs to be fitted for some new horseshoes. Either one. So that's what's up. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 11-year-old DJ Kool Flash makes history at the 2018 DMC Turntablist Final. U.S. Finals went down in Denver, Colorado, 2 weeks ago. Among the competitors competing in the United States Finals were 11-year-old DJ Kool Flash, who made history when she became the youngest female competitor to win a regional final in New York. Wow. She also became the first black female DMC regional champion and only the second regional female in the history of the national battle. Although the 11-year-old didn't walk away with the crown this year, the honor went to her teacher, DJ Throwdown of Washington, D.C., an 11-year-old
DMV
who is DJing. It is absolutely incredible. Now, I had remember currently thinking that, oh boy, she's a little cute girl. It's great as a 9-year-old on the wheels. And she performed as a 9-year-old, you know. But shit, he was cutting better than grown niggas.
Couple years later, she got her shit together.
Well, I mean, again,
shut your mouth, killer.
I'm not dissing.
I'm not just cute, nigga.
Nah, well, no doubt, and I'm sure the Me Too movement would jump on that. That's not what I'm saying.
Do you really want a battle?
The point I'm saying is that this is a stark contrast for a lot of reasons, because not only is she at the DMC Finals doing it with a traditional mixer, turntables with needles on them, and this is a direct shot to Rain, who was up in there pushing that non-needle shit, but that's a whole nother thing.
Ooh, damn, Rain.
Yeah, it's a direct shot at Rain.
Watch your neck.
So, who's selling them overpriced media players, but...
King Killer B ain't nothing to fuck with.
Nah, I'm just saying, B, if you go on, you fuck that Rain garbage. If you go on, you getting your turntables and you getting out of the game, you might as well either go Denon or Pioneer. Just go the whole fucking way. Okay? Don't do none of this halfway thug shit Rain trying to push.
Damn.
Shook.
And you know I love Rain. Come on.
Didn't sound like you love Rain just now, nigga, the way you was punching back in their ass.
You see the problem.
Ass nigga.
See the problem.
Cheated on me.
Nah, not with that nigga. Not with that broke ass nigga. Can't believe that shit.
Nah, see the problem with Rain. You know me, I love Rain. I have a long standing history with Rain mixers, no doubt. All that being said, see, the people who own Rain, the original owners, sold the company. Okay?
This is about the new ownership.
Yeah, see, now the new ownership is sullying the name of Rain. Okay? See, that's what you get. You fuck with them next niggas. You know what I mean? That's what you get. Nah, that's wifey. Yo, I seen her up in the Lexus with this next cat.
Oh, not that.
Yeah.
There goes Rob. It's gold is shimmery.
B, you just wasn't doing it like that no more,
you
son.
You know what I'm saying?
You was getting lazy in the sack.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So anyway, let's get back to the 11-year-old. That was my Rain runoff there. Sorry.
Rain rant.
Sorry about that.
Where's my pen? I'll be writing down titles and shit as we speak.
So anyway, as the 11-year-old, what is particularly, again, which is a stark contrast. She's 11, so you got to put that in front. And like I said, mixing with the traditional mixer, turntables with needles, okay? On top of that, I happened to jump on her Instagram page, and she has pictures with every legend damn near in hip-hop, okay? I'm seeing pictures with Sean Price. I'm seeing pictures with the Beatnuts.
Oh, God bless.
I'm seeing pictures with Red Alert. Okay, she's posing with pics with all these people. I'm seeing pics with Pharrell Monk. I'm seeing pics with Static Selector. I'm seeing pics with Rakim. I'm seeing pics with Redman. I mean, just a verbal who in hip-hop. Traditional real hip hop. Who I'm not seeing is Migos niggas.
Who I'm not seeing
is Lil Pump.
I need to interject because I'm having a life changing moment right here, so I need help. King Killer B, y'all can't see him, but I'm looking at him here with his working that thumb.
which leads me to ask. Not the BlackBerry move.
Do you have Instagram or are you on our shit? Or is you just sneak peeking?
Nah, just a sneak peek.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, this nigga sitting here scrolling.
scrolling down her Instagram page. As he's like, speaking, saying, I'm seeing pics with this person, with this person.
Okay. Hold all up.
were you getting ready to bust a rhyme, my nigga?
Nah, B.
Like, oh, damn. King Killer going off the BlackBerry.
I'm also seeing pics with Rhapsody. I'm seeing pics with Kool G Rap. You know what I mean? Just a proverbial who's who in hip hop. But like I said, who I'm not seeing is pics of these new niggas.
And she's 11.
And she's 11, reading, nigga. So how does that happen?
That happens because she's been well-trained.
Yeah, her parents or somebody.
Somebody and around her, uncle, somebody brought her up the right way and taught her the history first.
Boy, they're special.
Just bringing her up with the history, way things should be taught. Learn history first. Then you, no matter, nothing wrong with loving your new shit, the shit that you love now.
Oh, no doubt.
But at least learn what happened before that.
No doubt. Hey, look, and I guarantee you, if she's DJing parties for her friends, she's playing all that new shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But on her Instagram page, I mean, she is taking pics with crazy legends, okay? Wow, she is an incredible young woman.
But you're hoping along with that, though. Since you said that, now I'm thinking, along with that, you're hoping that she ain't just taking pictures with these people. Hopefully the people that are around her saying, you know, you just took a picture with, that is this person, and his history is this, this, and that. He's a legend in the game. Not just, she's just walking up. She could just walk up and take a picture with one of us and be like, bam, and take a picture and keep it moving. And somebody needs to be like, okay, yeah, you just took a picture with Rakim.
B, there's no way an 11-year-old who's actually going to put a needle on a piece of vinyl, okay? My daughter, who's 20, damn near don't even know what that is. So there's no way an 11-year-old putting needle on the vinyl is not going to. At some point in time, she has to know that these are the people who are supporting her.
Yeah, Peep Gang, putting it on her Instagram. She's not on their Instagram. Or she may be, but this is her shit.
Right, this is her shit.
She gotta know.
Yeah, hopefully. That's what I'm saying. So I'm hoping that they trained her in that way.
The point is, at the DMC.
You also, nigga, Bubba don't know none of these motherfuckers in here, son. She should know these niggas.
Bubba don't know nothing in here.
Damn, B. Damn.
So that's just real, okay?
That's what it is.
So all that being said, see, these are when she's at the DMC finals of DJ Babu hosting. Those are the people who show up at these events, at grassroots, real hip hop events. See that Takahashi Taco shit 69 nigga? He ain't showing up for that
Taco.
Shit.
Taco.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Taco Skittles.
None of them niggas is showing up for that shit. So. Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great.
Well, that's a great thing, and you're hoping that this is the start of a new generation that becomes and just grows.
At least being led by her. I wouldn't mind a bit. At least being, again, like I said, look, I know she got to play that new shit, but I don't give a fuck about that. But she is going to be able to say, hey, number one, I know the legends. I had a certain relationship with the legends. And it is my duty to call out cats who aren't really putting the culture in the best light. If she could grow up strong like that.
But it don't even matter to me if she starts a new renaissance with this. What matters to me is the fact that it exists. You know, we might be only talking about it. The legends, our legends know about it. So, hey, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. And, I'm not going to sit here and say my young ladies know nothing about DJing, but they know about DJing. They just don't do it, but they know about it. So it's good to hear that this is happening. And congratulations to her.
Oh, indeed. No doubt.
Just think about, she's already at 11, B. So by the time she's 15, she should have a championship under her belt.
I tell you what.
She should be the ultimate champion.
I tell you what.
And some sponsors.
Oh, she probably already got sponsors lining up at that age.
Yeah, she's already got some sponsors jumping off. So anyway, what's good, Swerving? You say you got some live text chain jump off.
Yeah, let me get in here. You almost caught me with the freight train, but it's all good.
Oh, shit, not one of those.
Nah, because as you can see right here, my scroll game is on point. So I ain't sitting here. Anyway, Chris Lehman. Yeah, he had a long
shout out.
Three, no doubt, Brothers Lehman. He got a four entry question. So I'm going to try to break it down and get to, as King Killer calls, the crux of it here. I have a question for the Digest. I'm hearing all this talk recently about female rappers not writing their own rhymes. Nicki, Lil' Kim, Foxy, Bodak, Charlie Baltimore, etc. My question to y'all is, which female rappers, MCs, who have had some form of mainstream success, do not have those accusations surrounding them? I'm talking from Roxanne Shanté up until now. I'm not talking about Rhapsody, Bahamadia, Jean Grey, Rod Digger. They are MCs, and I'm assuming they write their own shit.
So he already cut our legs out from under us. So
we can't
mention any of the people that we say, okay, yeah, we know Rhapsody and them are probably writing 99% of their shit.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody like Paula Perry.
Yeah.
But I got my legs chopped out.
So
he didn't MC Light. But did MC Wright have lighters? MC Wright. I said MC Wright. Damn.
But MC Light, see now, I would say no. For the most part, I don't know about some of that pop shit she was doing with Jermaine Dupri, but I know that I'm thinking that most of the shit that she did her early years was probably her. And Queen Latifah, I'm thinking she did most of her own writing.
Yeah, I would think Light and Latifah, but look, the history of, let's just take Salt and Pepper for a quick example. We know Herbie Azor.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of that.
He wrote a lot of that.
He wrote all of that.
shout out to Herbie Lovebug. We, you know, that type of situation.
He's underrated, too, on production.
He really is. Some others in that game was Yo-Yo, was Ice Cube, was it the Lynch Mob? Do we know about that? It's always going to be the serious rumors. Shanté, I know either I'm convinced that somebody else wrote Big Mama, either Kane or Granddaddy IU. I'm convinced. Or, I could be wrong.
That to me, still to this day, sounds like a Kool G rap record.
Okay. No doubt. Shit. That's a good question. That is a very good question.
Wow.
I can't name anyone. Okay. I hate to do it. I know I'm going to get stabbed for doing it. Do we dare throw Lauryn Hill, who I know none of them other two nut niggas was writing for her? Lauryn was writing her own rhymes.
I feel like Lauryn gets props.
Yeah.
No doubt. She's a dope MC. And a very good singer.
What about Trina?
Oh, come on, B.
Yeah, I'm saying, he said popular. He said popular commercial. I'm thinking, was anybody writing her shit?
It didn't fucking matter if they was.
I'm just asking.
Shit was garbage.
You know damn well.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, but the point is, if you're getting back to female rappers, it's probably part of, and even Nicki Minaj will say, see, that's part of the problem. That's why they hating on me, because they just can't believe. I mean, but still, that's a problem, because when you go to, let's say, postmodern Kim Foxy, how many ghostwriting, you know,
right, especially when she followed in that line.
Yeah.
She acted just like them with the barely got clothes on rhyming. So she would follow that long line of that shit. So that means that you're probably getting your shit written for you. There's a Jay-Z or Nas or somebody in the background writing your shit.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know.
I bet you Mia X wrote her own shit, and I say that because she was better than all the rest of them niggas.
Yeah, she was. Mia X was nice.
Yeah, one of the few people that was really an MC down there at the Tank, you know, so shout to her. And
even though Boss got caught out there for not living that life she was talking about, I bet you Boss wrote her own shit.
I don't know. I would have to check on that.
Let's do that. Let's do some homework on that.
Like back in the days, I used to smoke Big Krill.
That track, yo. That boss joint was hot.
I know.
I don't give a fuck.
So yes, when it comes to female MC, I don't. It is, you know, boy,
my neck, my back.
Ugh. Come on, yo. She wrote her own trash. Yeah, I know. Come on.
All that. Shit. All that being said, the female MCs have had a very difficult time, very difficult, especially, again, when you want to get to the commercial promised land. In the underground, you're right. See,
when he chopped our legs out.
Right. We can bring up a half dozen or more who did their own thing, but commercial-wise, we'll see about that. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that is what they're going to use to chop Bodak down anyway.
But it's already known that she don't wear her.
I know
right.
it, but I'm
see,
just...
they, but they're doing is setting a standard right now. It's a terrible standard, but they're setting a standard, and they already did it with that northern boy, as you call it. They're setting a standard of not writing your own shit and just being okay with it. Well, so they're already setting the standard.
That's blackface northern boy.
But the standard it was like the wool taken off of my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, it ain't just new. I know
it's been going on, but now they're making it a standard as it's out
okay.
there. It's okay to be. It's
this
okay
is what
now.
It is
what it is, standard. And don't worry about it.
Because
it's no different than R&B music or anything else.
Right, because being the celebrity and being known as good is better than all this. Takes too much effort, it takes too much time, and...
Right, I can just get a writing team, and
right,
I'm good.
I can just get a team, and I'm good. So, you got anything else on the text chain there, sir?
Yeah. One of our Count and the Amount heroes is apparently getting out of jail.
Oh, yeah, Kodiak.
Yeah.
For good behavior.
What?
Yeah, they're letting Kodiak out for good behavior.
Fuck that.
And it's funny, as Kodiak gets out of jail, I just seen this on the news flash. Your boy Joel Santana is facing up to 20 years now. He hasn't been sentenced yet, but I'm telling you, those federal charges carry a lot of weight.
That would hurt.
Because 20 will still get you 10.
At least.
Don't nobody need that.
Ouch. Ain't nobody trying to do fucking one day in jail. This is fucking talking about 20.
Nigga, I ain't trying to do an hour.
So anyway, if that's it, then are we going to get to the world famous?
Let's get to it. We're going to stall it out because I see Kurt reaching for the mouse.
I know how to quickly get there.
Let me do the whole introduction, yo. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Kyo Itachi. Rest in Power, that's Kyo Itachi, Rest in Power. And we got Napoleon the Legend, Hero's Journey, that's Napoleon the Legend, Hero's Journey. And the instrumental joint is Son of Sam, Cinder Hill Instrumental, Son of Sam, Cinder Hill Instrumental.
That's what's up, man. We certainly want to reiterate Rest in Everlasting Power to the voice, the queen, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, God, I ain't going to say when Kurt said Kyo Itachi, I was waiting for him to say 6ix9ine.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Kyo Itachi, 6ix9ine.
All right, well, I guess we'll rock it next week then, right?
Yeah, I'm going to just throw this lob out there real quick, though, because it's very interesting to me. 50 Cent fucking around with Skittles, and the shit gets shot up. Not to TMZ it, but when you got 1,000 niggas on a set, B, you already done fucked up.
B, see now you done took me in a whole different direction.
We was just
getting ready to get out. Now I'm about to go in.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hip Hop Digest extended play. Go.
See, when I first saw that shit, right? Oh, that was somebody's bullshit. Somebody's joking. That shit didn't happen. That's just some hype to try to hype this shit up so niggas would watch it. Get ready for the video. 50 and his bullshit, right? More niggas to watch Power, but there's a Power fucking commercial popping up every 10 seconds while you're watching some shit that he's on. So I'm like, okay, this is what this is about. Then I'm like, oh shit, this is real? Really? Nigga, you's a motherfucking gazillionaire. What the fuck are you doing? You talk about devolving. Nigga, you came up from a spot in Queens to get up out that shit, to get away from all that shooting and shit. Nigga, you got shot up. You got away from that shit. You want to get yourself involved with niggas that still living that bullshit life and go back into that shit? You've been blessed enough to get to the point that you are at. Do not fuck up and go back into this shit because you got a fucking ego and want to think you still in touch with the streets. That's some fucked up shit, nigga. You about to fuck up.
They say this is a big rich town.
All right, that well, is crazy. We're ending that. It looks like your boy, the corporate rapper, is doing it right. So
there you go. There you go. I know you got shooters. Don't send them after me. Oh, and speaking of that, I'm sorry. The extended version.
Okay, Hip Hop Digest, the extended play. Go.
We were told that we were going to lose a listener, UConn Black, if we didn't talk about that video. Your boy DJ Muggs and...
Oh, that Muggs and MF Doom.
MF Doom assassinating Kanye West.
Okay. Damn, we almost lost a listener,
Yeah, we
B.
almost lost a listener. Okay, good looking, Swervin, you saved it. Hey, actually, yes, I thought the video was absolutely incredible. I always was a fan of that stop motion shit.
Yeah.
If that's what that's called. Am I correct on that?
Not really. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
More clay shit.
Okay. Either way, it was done in that way. So I like how it was done. Somebody was at UConn Black who said that it only because they had Kanye's face on it, that it wasn't a criminal act as far as the video goes. Well, I mean, come on. All the natural devices in the video that makes it dope. I mean, the guy's riding in a cleaning van, in a dry cleaner van. As he's going, he's on his Lee Harvey Oswald shit, right? So as he's going down the street, isn't that the police fucking up a brother right there in the street? Or
yes, it is, sir.
Yes, it's police fucking up a brother in the street. So you got that device in the video, of course. So your man's on his Lee Harvey Oswald. He gets up in the motherfucking shit. Look like the Book Depository, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it did.
You know what I mean? And he shoots Kanye. Now, that has so many meanings. Kanye West out there doubling down on 45. That type of shit, you know? Plus Kanye's last bevy of outputs with the exception of Pusha T. You know, didn't go over like they thought they was going to. So you got that. People questioning Kanye's, you know, his sanity, his artistic situation, what he's got going on over there. His commitment to hip-hop, quite frankly. Let's just put it out there.
Well, he lost that commitment a long time ago.
You know? So,
But I'm mad, though. Here comes Lil Malcolm.
Uh-oh.
He almost didn't get in the show.
Why you
but
mad?
Here go Lil Malcolm. Why you gotta kill Kanye, B?
Me to be dead.
Why you gotta, or Kyrie Irving, whoever that was. Why you gotta kill him?
Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what you're gonna have to do. You gotta have to make hard decisions because you're gonna have a bevy of African Americans who just pay attention, just obey the law and you'll be fine, you know, or bootlicking or doing a lot of motherfucking what Kanye's doing with 45 and a lot of, you know, them sold out niggas doing all that shit.
Why do you have hoodies in your closet anyway?
I'm just saying. So if a motherfucker like that, you said, when motherfuckers got all mad when dad's saying, you know, they need to go up to Calabasas and get that nigga. Hey, when you open your mouth and doing dumb shit, okay?
Come on, B.
What the fuck?
I understand the ironic statement of having a brother getting beat up by the cop, but why didn't he book depository that cop? And I am not promoting shooting cops. I'm saying motherfuckers are sitting all aghast because either in a good way or a bad way that they shot Kanye in that shit.
And that shit was, I was not aghast at that shit. I was like, it fits the narrative, okay? Yeah. With Putin and 45 at the end of the video, them motherfuckers looking like the devil and his son. You know what I mean? Yo, it fits
that's
the narrative.
High level black on black crime once again.
Wow.
You want to impress me, motherfucker? Go make a reenactment of motherfucking New Jersey Drive.
Damn.
With that nigga on the roof. Do that. Don't be scared. Kanye's a fucking easy target. Remember, go back in the episodes. I said, I don't give a fuck about what Kanye's talking about. Just make music. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
that's his shit.
So let's just be dead ass honest with you. They're going to actually make a video shooting 45. Next thing you know, they got federal agents at the door. and they possibly get, come on, B, that's dumb.
With his Batman 1968 Batman gun, yeah, they was all up on Snoop. But so it's okay to kill Kanye though in a video?
Kanye provides an equal statement to 45, given his rhetoric. And considering you ain't trying to go to jail to do, for so doing that
they
shit.
Kill, should they, what if they'd have put Jim Brown in that shit? Steve Harvey.
I mean,
what difference is that gonna make? What
Ray Lewis, you want? I could put some other niggas on that too.
How different is it that video? How different is that than Pookie shooting Mookie on the block for because he sold a 20 on his spot? How different is that?
If Mookie or Pookie, whichever which one you're talking about, is snitching, that's a real possibility.
What did Kanye snitch about? He just said what the fuck he said.
And Kanye also said,
George Bush don't like black people. So are we just gonna kill motherfuckers? Apparently there's something. I just don't think. I'm not riding for Kanye. I'm riding for color at this moment. And I'm not talking about e-color. I'm talking about black on black, and it's all good.
Well, that's cool, and you can ride for color, and I'm going to be the one who said, but you got to be able to see the color clearly. See, you can't be fucking around with colors who are going to fuck you over because they think they on a fast track to the motherfucking to the master's kitchen, while the rest of us is in the fucking field.
Kanye is black, and at the end of the day, you know that there's banana peels. It might be far and apart for niggas, that Steve Harvey ass niggas. But there's banana peels out there as a black man that you're going to get caught up on.
Kerji, let me ask you a question.
All right.
I just want to ask a simple question before we get out. You know we are in crazy extended play. But, so let's take it all the way back, right? Field niggas, okay? Let's say they couldn't get the master, right? They would get the master if they could. They'd get his ass quick. You know that. But they get that kitchen nigga or that overseer. You don't think the field niggas would take them niggas out? I'm just asking. Or would they be like, oh, he's black like us, he won't snitch?
They probably would take him out. But to me, at that point, because I would be on my little Malcolm shit, I'd be that wrong one to ask that question. Because I know that they ruled by fear. Because the slaves had Massa and his family and whoever else in the house outnumbered 100-1. And they could easily have overrun the fucking house and killed everybody in that bitch. But because fear is a powerful thing, they did not do that. So for me, killing the house niggas who would fall in line with the field niggas as soon as Massa got killed, they're not a problem.
Okay, I feel you. It's funny, I was just reading how fucked up it was actually in slavery, and there were African-American soldiers who actually fought for the Confederacy because it was so fucked up as being black. Any inch of let up, you know, even if it meant fighting for the Confederacy, even if it was an inch off your neck, niggas would do it. So
on the way out, we done, but us today can't imagine the savagery of being enslaved.
No,
can't
sir.
Imagine it.
They don't
teach that shit. You gotta seek how fucked up that shit really was. So that to this day is why I'm not my brain ain't free, but I'm more free. I'm free enough to know that it's fucked up to shoot Kanye in that video.
Okay. Hey man, I'ma dedicate one record to you, Swerve. At the end of the show, you'll know it when you hear it.
Done deal.
Peace.
Peace.
Look at him, man. That nigga's bumps, nigga. Smoke. smoking wax like I'm Action Bryan. Flow is like a fast break pass to the rap LeBron. We had drama, I took that beyond. He tried to hide, I sent him a message, I smacked his mind. Smoked a pack to have me calm. Then I go in the booth like I'm strapped with bombs. What we have in common, boy? You ain't never sold crack to your moms or kept a ratchet in your palm, did you? Look, mama told me reach for the stars. Now you should see the garage. It's a fleet of new cars. My bitch looking like a young Felicia Rashad. I overcame unbelievable odds, I swear. Raw cones full of true OG. I'm big homie of this rap shit, the new OG.
You know what it is, look, nigga.
Don't it feel like 96? I might just do Drake numbers with this grimy shit.
Cat,
roll another Dutch, put the wax in it. I need to feel it.
Yeah. You smoking, nigga.
Middle finger to these rap niggas.
Fuck.
I'm the illest.
Fuck yeah. None of these niggas.
Roll another switch and put the wax in
roll
it. I need to feel it.
I'm trying to feel it, yeah. Shit, nigga.
I don't give a fuck about these rap niggas. Tell them I'm the illest.
Look,
I'm just trying to chill with this rig and this torch in my hand. But these niggas talking crazy, only force in my hand. So seeing your corpse land, man, of course was the plan. Fire coming out the nozzle like a torch in my hand. Even my baby mama, she never supported my plan. So I'm standing over the stove with this fork in my hand. I'm the god, baby, never cooking pork in them pans. I had to run it up, standing on the porch with them grams. Selling narcotics, Jordan 9's Allah. I sold the Ross product, never saw college. If I ain't got it, bet my dog got it. Get out of pocket, he letting off rockets. Niggas said they getting money, man, come on, stop it. I probably got what's in your shoebox in my small pocket. Yeah. Don't it feel like 94? Machine, bitch, I'll show you what this Mac 94. Nigga, roll another Dutch, put the wax in it. I need to feel it. Yeah. Middle finger to these rap niggas. I'm the illest. Yeah. Roll another switch and put the wax in it. I need to feel it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about these rap niggas. Tell them I'm the illest. Yeah.
She went heavy on the sugar, it was too great. I could do red or I could do grape. She throw some lemons in it, hip hip hooray. But nowadays, Kool-Aid ain't a part of my diet. Shit, juice is bad enough, but when I'm shopping I buy it. Can't even trust the water, can you tell me what's in it? I'm only a couple minutes around away from where Flint is. They putting us in the clinics, sending us to the dentist. So maybe I'm out my mind, just a conspiracy theorist. All of it smoking mirrors, just my imagination. Give me one more prescription and give me that vaccination. Who you worshiping? Who you purchasing? Once the curtain lifts, the verdict's in. Feel the burn, it's lit. The Hillary dab. But who gon' stop the police from killing my ass? Another unarmed black man buried today. Red, white, and blue, the American Kool-Aid. Another unarmed black man buried today. Red, white, and blue, that American Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Selfie every now and then, like rappers drop mixtapes to let them know she still got it. She still popping. Everybody and they mom and daddy wanna bang. Drum solo like Phil Collins until the cops come knocking. She still got them options, but the topic is not about her biopics. Just because she posts a couple pictures on the gram doesn't mean she's searching for attention from a man. And even if she was, who gives a damn? Why you gotta comment like your name was Jim Nance or Jeff Van? Gundy. Why people so ugly? You need to keep it pushing. Go learn something on BuzzFeed. Who told you we care about what you think about this woman's picture and if she got some cleavage peeking out? Some of y'all be talking so reckless. You must have been sipping that Kool-Aid since breakfast. Step away from the desktop. Put the mouse down. Go for a walk. Get up out of the house now. You can change, homie. It ain't too late. But put the cup down first and don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't do it. Reconsider.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, don't do it. Reconsider.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't do it. Reconsider.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, don't do it. Reconsider.
Talking about my sister. You on my mind all the time. I think about you sometimes. Try not to cry. Flashbacks to the Thanksgiving dinners that you used to make. And the sweet potato pies you used to bake. Warm soul. She was so genuine. I remember when I first moved on Kennison. She used to tell me, Tree, live your life. I see what you're doing, and I think you're doing it right. She saw me go to work in the day, school at night. She said, your friends, you know who's wrong and who was right. My dad's firstborn. I got the call from him that you were gone. The pain was so strong. Hung up the phone in an awkward fashion. I was just with you, talking, laughing. But deep down, you was in pain, trying to hide it. The doctors all saying the same. She gotta fight it. In life, you only get one plane, and you the pilot. I wish I knew that last day that you were dying. The wounds that manifest on your skin turn into my wounds that manifest within. Sister, mother, she was a friend. R.I.P. Big Sis, till I see you again.
I love you.
Sierra, scared of the seventh grade orientation by the lunch area. I was a character, polka dot shirts, looking like Kwame. LA gear boots with some oversized DKs. Styling as I filed in line to get my class. Couple dudes behind me had jokes about my glasses. I went from 0 to 100, yelling out, man, which one of y'all niggas want it? Silence, nobody said a word except the tall black homie, the with the beers on me. I was about to get jumped, homie, till he reached out his hand and told me his name was Damon and pardon our homies, man. He was just playing. We was tight from there on out. Same classes, laughing out loud till we both kicked out. Thick as thieves, young G's in the making. NBA chasing, militant minded, still eating bacon. Oh, how time flies. Fast forward, Inglewood High. Letterman's looking for girls with thick thighs. Now ball is life, we bout to start life. Graduated, but neither one of us ready for life. Streets is trife, they read us our rights. If we didn't know Collins, we both be looking at life. College hoops didn't work, we back on the block. Damon did time with no bailed and died in jail. Rest in peace, Briscoe, aka Bogard. Love you, my dad.
Word
is, dog. Everybody living and die, whether a sickness or a bullet that just hit in your eye. Somebody's spirit's gonna be floating into the sky. So live your life to the fullest, go and give it a try. Tomorrow, it ain't promised, and neither is today, though. Ask the people that's lost loved ones, cause they know. Look them in the face, yo, you can see the pain go. Deep like B. White's voice when he sang, bro. Yeah, cause whoever died, they can't forget him. They miss him like they threw something at him and didn't hit him. This shit's sad, though, my mom's and dad, though. Still gotta laugh, though, through the cuts and scabs, though. This world is for the crazy nuts and assholes that'll come through and bust for cash flow. A lot of people lose their luck down that road. They end up in a fucking hearse that's cold. But the people that they left behind only left with memories. And that's the worst part about it. If you ask Timothy, it ain't no way around it. Ain't no fucking remedy unless you one of them folks that believe that the chimney was built for Santa Claus. That's fairy tale shit. Boy, get the fuck out of here. You might as well split. Cause living and dying is gonna be to the end. But shout out to my loved ones till I see you again.
A gorilla funk orchestrated counterattack. Formulate and infiltrate them so the people react. See, if I was wicked, I would pick and stick to a plan to rule the world and trick them. This is how it began. See, I'd have to find a way to keep the people enslaved. Behave, teach the babies, it's my way of the grave. And start with the body working labor for free. And give them fake religion so they worshiping me. And see, and when the free labor play out, I let it go. But only after I made enough to control. Then I tell them that the afterlife is better than this. And that they should love their enemies when faced with contempt. I persist with some history that I would rewrite. In a school system where I keep the money too tight. I let them all know just where they belong in my world. Turn the boys into felons, making hookers a girl. Swirled up in my plan, build jails to keep. All my prisons full of niggas, have them working for free. See, with ghetto economics in check, I keep them broke. Teach them only to respect sports, music, and dope. Control the content of lyrics, now only the sound. Of sex, dope, and murder in a song is allowed. Tell them niggas ain't shit with every move that they make. And that black is dirty, so they never try to be great. Can you relate? I'd laugh, watch them murder for scraps. Set it up so they die over crack I provide. Do it right, and I see they try to be like me. Try to be the biggest G up in these murderous streets. I teach manhood means how many women you fuck. How many babies you can make responsibility duck. Fuck a job, real men are pimps, that's what I teach. And if bitches wanna trip, then the bitches get beat. I see it all through, never losing, passing new law. Give them three strikes so the men are constantly gone. Yeah, if I was evil, they would think I do no wrong. See, it's lethal how I keep them in their place so long.
I got my eyes on you and all the things that you do. Some closing eyes for my see all the evil surrounding me. So what I'm supposed to do when I can see right through? Expose the lies and snatch the sheets. Fight the evil surrounding me.
After all is said and done here and I could afford, I concentrate deeply on controlling abroad. And think about a way to take control of their land. I create a virus made to murder people in mass. Last time was Tuskegee, but now it's for real. House Bill 1509, no, we're just killed. With germs that would murder with sperm and blood drips. And kill them all, worse than burn, they die quick. See, to understand, you can witness the plan. Through the green monkey sham, they would think it began. And while we argue over the cost, they'd all die. With generations all being lost with no fight. I continue with the pain, make it all so plain. I manipulate the market for my capital gain. Keep the people all broken, confused, and underclass. Give my homies all executive bonuses through the crash. And if the heat get too hot, I plant a bomb. Or wreck a plane just like Hitler back in the day. And scare all the people, they forget about me. They forget about elections and the way that we cheated. See me blame it on a foreigner and not
white men. Not white celebrate men. My Gestapo with a positive spin. Then manipulate the media. It's U.S. first. US get the first. Stupid ass public to agree with my words. Then I make the play, taking all their freedoms away. Incarcerate anybody that'll get in my way. Make them censor any media that challenge the mold. Challenge the give mold. Them bullshitty shows just like Anna Nicole. Control the message in the music. It's gangster for show. Give them diamonds. Never tell them about the conflict zone. Conflict never zone. Tell them about the murder in Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone. Never tell them how the diamonds make a murder they own. It's all too easy. If I was evil, that's how I rock it. Make sure that my propaganda won't ever stop it. Got 120 channels, but it's nothing to watch. Now 11:55 be the time on the clock, believe.